Gypsy Mob. I am a member. Breakdown. G is the subject pronoun, I. Sli is the first person singular present tense form of the verb, et, to be. Mob is the noun, member. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement, the verb. Sli agrees with the subject. G in number and person. Present tense. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating a current state. Je suis prêtre. I am a priest. This sentence uses the verb être, which means to be. Je is the first person singular pronoun, which means I. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être. Prêtre is a masculine noun, which means priest. Je suis un puriste. I am a purist. This sentence uses the être verb, which is the verb to be in French. The conjugation of this verb in the first person singular present tense is suis. The is the indefinite article a, but since puriste is a masculine noun, it becomes a in English. The word puriste is a noun meaning purist. Je suis chanteur. I am a singer. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être. To be. G. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Suis. Suis is the first person singular conjugation of the verb être. In the present tense. Chanteur. Chanteur is a noun meaning singer. Since the noun follows the verb, it's the subject complement and tells us what the subject, G. Je is. Je suis chanteuse. I am a singer. This sentence uses the verb être. To be conjugated in the present tense. Suis. Am, for the first person singular. Chanteuse is the feminine form of the noun. Chanteur. Singer. Je suis fumeur. I am a smoker. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, for the first person singular. Fumeur. This is a noun meaning, smoker. It's a masculine noun, and agrees in gender with the subject, ye, I. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, suis, is conjugated to match the subject, ye, in number, and person. Noun-adjective agreement. The noun, fumeur, is masculine, and it doesn't have an adjective modifying it, but it would agree in gender with any adjectives used to describe it. Va voir ailleurs si j'y suis. This translates to, go see elsewhere, if I'm there. Breakdown. Va. Go, this is the imperative form of the verb. Allez. To go, meaning it is a command. Voir. See, this is the infinitive form of the verb. Voir. To see. It follows the imperative verb. Va. And indicates the action to be taken. Ailleurs. Elsewhere, this is an adverb indicating a different location. See. If, this is a conjunction introducing a conditional clause. G I am there. This is a contracted form of je suis, which literally translates to I am there. E is a pronoun replacing the location that was previously mentioned, implied by ailleurs. Suis. Am. This is the present tense of the verb être. To be. This is an exclamation mark indicating the sentence is an exclamation. Key concepts. Imperative verbs. The verb va is an imperative verb, giving a direct command. Contractions. The phrase j is a contraction of je suis, which is a common contraction in French. Conditional clause. The phrase si je suis is a conditional clause, which introduces a hypothetical situation. Translation using eSpeakNG. You can use eSpeakNG to translate this sentence by using the following command. Bash eSpeakNG, go see elsewhere, if I am there. Je suis surfeur. I am a surfer. This sentence uses the verb être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular. Je. I. The adjective. Surfeur. Surfeur modifies the pronoun. Je. I. The sentence structure is simple, and follows the basic subject-verb complement order. Je suis surfeuse. I am a surfer. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular present tense form of the verb être, to be. Surfeuse is a feminine noun meaning surfer. The ending use indicates a female noun. Je suis écrivain. I am a writer. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense form of the verb être, to be, conjugated for the first person singular. Écrivain is the noun, writer. This is a simple sentence using the verb être and the noun, écrivain, to express the speaker's profession. The structure is subject-verb complement. Je suis drogué. I am a drug addict. This sentence is in the present tense, using the verb être. To be, conjugated in the first person singular. Drogué is the past participle of the verb drogué. To drug, but in this context, it functions as an adjective meaning addicted or drugged. The phrase drogué can be considered a colloquialism, implying a habitual use of drugs, rather than a single instance of drug use. Je suis accro. I am addicted. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be, conjugated in the first person singular form. Suis. Accro is a common slang term in French for addicted. J'ai une assuétude. I have an addiction. J. Colon, this is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have a. Colon, this is the first person singular present tense form of the verb avoir. To have. Une. Colon, this is the feminine singular definite article meaning a, or, an. Assuétude. Colon, this is a noun meaning addiction. J'ai tout fini. I have finished everything. Breakdown. J is the contracted form of je, I, plus A. Have. A. Is the present tense of the verb. Avoir. To have, conjugated in the first person singular. To. Means everything. Fini. Is the past participle of the verb. Finir. To finish. Key concepts. Contraction. G. Is a common contraction in French. Present tense. The verb. Avoir. Is used in the present tense to express possession, or state of being. Past participle. The past participle. Fini. Is used with the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To form the passé composé, compound past tense, which describes a completed action. J'ai tout terminé. I have finished everything. J'ai. J'ai. Is the contraction of. Je. I. And. A. Have. This is the present tense of the verb. Avoir. To have, conjugated in the first person singular. Tout. To. Means, everything, or, all, and is a masculine singular pronoun. Terminé. Terminé. Is the past participle of the verb. Terminé. To finish. This sentence uses a common French grammatical construction known as the avoir plus past participle structure to express completed actions. This structure is used for verbs in the transitive category, meaning they have a direct object that receives the action of the verb. In this case, the direct object is tu. Je suis tout oui. I am all ears. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be, conjugated in the first person singular. Je suis. Tout. Means, all, and. Oui. Is a noun meaning, hearing. The phrase. Tout oui. Is a common idiom used to express that you are listening attentively. Je suis adulte. I am an adult. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be, the subject pronoun. Je. I, is followed by the conjugated form of être. In the first person singular. Suis. The noun. Adulte. Adult, functions as a predicate nominative, meaning it renames the subject. Je. Dégage. This is a rude and direct command meaning, get out. Or, leave. The verb. Dégager. Is in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command. The imperative mood in French is very common, and is used in many different situations, especially in informal speech. This word is very informal, like saying, scram. In English, you wouldn't use it in a formal context. Je suis un agent. I am an agent. Je. Is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. Suis. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, for the first person singular. Is the indefinite article, or, an, used for masculine singular nouns. Agent. Is a noun meaning, agent. Je suis autiste. I am autistic. This sentence uses the verb, être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular. Je. I. Autiste. Is an adjective meaning, autistic. It modifies the subject pronoun. Je. I. Je suis en train de saigner. I am bleeding. This sentence uses the present continuous tense, formed with the present tense of the verb. Et. To be, followed by. Ordered. In the process of, and the infinitive of the verb. Je. Is the subject pronoun for, I. Sli. Is the first person singular present tense conjugation of. Et. To be. Ordered. Indicates that the action is ongoing. Saigné. Is the infinitive of the verb, to bleed. Je saigne. I am bleeding. This sentence uses the je form of the verb. Et. To be, and the present participle of the verb. Saigné. To bleed. This construction is used to express an ongoing action, and the je is the subject pronoun meaning I. J'y vais au flanc. I'm going to flanc. Meaning I'm going to goof off or slack off. This sentence uses the pronominal verb aller. To go, in the first person singular. J'y. I. The verb is conjugated with the pronoun e, which indicates a location or activity that is already understood in the context. Or is a preposition meaning to and flaw is a slang term meaning to slack off, goof off, or be lazy. In short, the sentence means I'm going to slack off. Je me mélange les pinceaux. I'm getting confused. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Me is the reflexive pronoun, myself. Mélange is the verb, to mix. It's in the present tense, first person singular form. Le is the definite article, the, for plural nouns. Pinceau is the plural noun, brushes, in this case, figuratively meaning, ideas, or, thoughts. So the sentence literally means, I mix to myself the brushes, but it translates to, I'm getting confused, or, I'm mixing things up. The verb, mélanger, with, les pinceaux, is a figurative idiom in French, meaning getting confused, or mixing up one's thoughts. Je suis confus. I am confused. The sentence je suis confus is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. It uses the pronoun je, I, followed by the verb et. To be, in the first person singular present tense. Suis. Finally, it is followed by the adjective confus. Confused, modifying the subject. Je suis confus. I am confused. This sentence uses the verb et, which means to be in the present tense. The pronoun je means I, and the adjective confus means confused. In French, adjectives usually follow the noun they modify, so we have confus after je. Je suis créatif. I am creative. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the pronoun I, and is the subject of the sentence. Suis is the present tense form of the verb être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Créatif is the adjective, creative, and is the complement of the verb être. The sentence structure is very simple, subject-verb-complement. It expresses a state of being, that the speaker is creative. Je suis créatif. I am creative. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, for the first person singular. Créative is the feminine adjective, creative. Since the subject is feminine, G, the adjective, creative, takes the feminine form. Je suis cultivé. I am cultured. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, in the first person singular. Cultivé. This is the past participle of the verb, cultiver, to cultivate, being used as an adjective here, meaning, cultured, or, refined. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb, être, is conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject pronoun, G. Past participle as adjective. The past participle. Cultivé. Is used as an adjective to describe the subject, I. This is a common grammatical structure in French. Je suis cultivé. I am cultured. This sentence uses the verb être, which means to be in the present tense. It is conjugated in the first person singular form, je suis, which translates to I am. The adjective cultivé means cultured and modifies the subject pronoun je. This sentence demonstrates the basic structure of a simple sentence in French. Subject plus verb plus adjective. Je suis diabétique. I am diabetic. Breakdown. Je. This is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. Suis. This is the present tense of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Diabétique. This is an adjective meaning diabetic. It is used as a noun here, meaning a diabetic person. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Suis. Agrees in number and person with the subject. Je. Adjective as noun. The adjective. Diabétique. Acts as a noun, referring to a person with the condition. Je suis discret. I am discreet. The sentence, Je suis discret, is a simple sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning, I. Suis is the first person singular form of the verb, être, to be, in the present tense. Discret is an adjective meaning, discreet. This sentence utilizes the adjective agreement rule in French. Because the subject is singular and masculine, the adjective discret must agree in gender and number. Je suis discret. I am discreet. This sentence uses the verb être to be conjugated in the present tense for the first person singular. Je, I, discret, is the feminine form of the adjective, discret, discreet. It describes the subject, I, as having the quality of discretion. Je suis divorcé. I am divorced. This sentence is in the present tense, using the verb être to be conjugated in the first person singular. Je suis divorcé is the past participle of the verb divorcé, to divorce, and it functions as an adjective here, describing the subject, I. It literally means, I am divorced, indicating a state of being divorced. Je suis divorcé. I am divorced. Breakdown. Je. This is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. Suis. This is the present tense of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Divorcé. This is the past participle of the verb, divorcer, to divorce, in the feminine form, which agrees in gender with the subject, G. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, suis, agrees with the subject, G, in number, and person. Past participle agreement. The past participle, divorcé, agrees with the subject, G, in gender. Je vais bien. I am doing well. The phrase, je vais bien, is a simple and common way to express that you are doing well in French. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Vais is the present tense of the verb. Aller, to go, conjugated in the first person singular. Bien means well, and functions as an adverb modifying the verb. Vais. The literal translation would be, I go well, but in French, the phrase allez bien is used idiomatically to mean, to be well, or, to be doing well. Je m'en sors bien. I'm doing well. The sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me and the verb sortir, which means, to go out, or, to get out. The verb is in the reflexive form, meaning the action is being done to oneself. The phrase ma is a contraction of ma, where a is a pronoun that can be used to refer to a general situation. The sentence can also be translated as, I'm getting by, or, I'm managing. Je suis en train de me noyer. I am drowning. Breakdown. Je. This is the first person singular pronoun meaning, I. Suis. This is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be. It's conjugated in the first person singular. En train de. This phrase indicates an ongoing action, similar to, in the process of, or, currently. Me. This is the reflexive pronoun, myself, in the first person singular. Noyer. This is the infinitive verb, to drown. The reflexive pronoun. Me. Indicates that the subject is the one being drowned. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs, the verb noyer is reflexive, because the action is directed back to the subject, myself. Present tense, the verb suis is in the present tense, indicating that the action is happening right now. Continuous action, the phrase en train de emphasizes that the action of drowning is ongoing. Déguerpissez. Get out. This is an imperative verb, meaning it's a command. Déguerpissez is the second person plural form of the verb. Déguerpir, which means, to get out, or, to leave. It's an informal, and somewhat rude command. Je me noie. I am drowning. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me, which means, myself. In French, the reflexive pronoun is used when the subject of the verb is also the object of the verb. The verb moi is the present tense of the verb noyer, which means, to drown. So the literal translation of the sentence is, I drown myself. Je suis instruit. I am educated. This sentence uses the verb être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular. Je suis. The past participle, astri, is used as an adjective to describe the subject, I. This form is used with être to express a state of being.
J'ai 18 ans.
I am 18 years old. This sentence uses the verb
avoir,
meaning to have, in the present tense, conjugated with the first person singular pronoun je, meaning I. The phrase
18 ans
means 18 years, with
ans
being the plural of
ans,
meaning year. The literal translation of the phrase is, I have 18 years, but in English we would say, I am 18 years old.
Quelqu'un m'attend.
Someone is waiting for me. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the
impersonal pronoun quelqu'un,
which means someone. The verb
attendre
means to wait, and the
pronoun
me means me. The word order is
subject
plus
verb
plus
object.
In this sentence,
on m'attend.
They are waiting for me. Breakdown.
On
is the third person plural pronoun, meaning they. It is the subject of the sentence.
M
is a contracted form of the preposition
me
and the pronoun
on,
meaning me. It is the object of the verb
attend.
Is the verb to wait, in the present tense, third person plural form, agreeing with the subject, they. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, attend, is conjugated in the third person plural form to agree with the plural subject, they. Pronoun contraction. The preposition, me, is contracted with the pronoun, on, to form, m.
Je suis fidèle.
I am faithful. The sentence is in the present tense, using the verb
être
to be, conjugated in the first person singular.
Fidèle
is an adjective meaning faithful, and it describes the subject, I.
Je suis affamé.
I am hungry. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I, in French. It is the same as the English, I.
Suis.
This is the first person singular form of the verb, être, to be, in the present tense. It is conjugated to agree with the subject, je, I.
Affamé.
This is an adjective meaning, hungry. It is an adjective in the masculine singular form, agreeing with the subject, je, I. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, su is, agrees in number, and person with the subject, g. Adjective agreement. The adjective, affamé, agrees in gender, and number with the subject, g, which is masculine singular.
Je suis gros également.
I am also fat. The sentence structure is subject plus verb plus adjective plus also.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Suis
is the present tense form of the verb être, to be.
Gros
is the masculine adjective for fat.
Également
is an adverb meaning also.
Je suis gros aussi.
I am also fat.
Je
is the pronoun, I, in the subject form.
Suis
is the verb, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular, I.
O
is the adjective, fat.
Or C
means, also, or, to. The sentence uses the adjective,
O,
to describe the subject.
Je. Or C
is used to indicate that the subject is also fat.
Je suis intrépide.
I am fearless.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I, in the first person singular.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être,
to be, in the first person singular.
Intrépide
is an adjective meaning fearless or intrepid.
Je me bats.
I am fighting. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
se battre,
which means to fight. It is conjugated in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning I, and
me
is the reflexive pronoun. Reflexive pronouns are used to indicate that the action of the verb is being performed by the subject on themselves.
Je vais bien maintenant.
I am doing well now. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Vais.
This is the present tense of the verb, or le, to go, but in this case, it's used in a construction to express, I am doing. This is known as a periphrastic construction, in French.
Bien.
This is an adverb meaning, well.
Maintenant.
This is an adverb meaning, now. Key concepts. Periphrastic construction. French uses a verb like, or le, to go, with the present participle of another verb to express a state of being, or an action. In this case, the present participle of, or le, is, allant, but it's contracted to, vise. This construction is common in French. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. They can provide information about how, when, where, or to what extent something happens.
J'ai terminé.
I have finished. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is the most common way to express a completed action in the past in French. It is formed by conjugating the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle of
terminer,
to finish, is
terminer.
Breakdown.
J.
This is the contracted form of
je.
I, and
a,
have
a,
the present tense conjugation of the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have.
Terminé,
the past participle of the verb
terminé,
to finish. This sentence is very straightforward and commonly used.
J'en ai terminé.
I'm done. This sentence uses the
en
pronoun, which is a partitive pronoun. It's used to refer to a portion of something that has already been mentioned, and it's equivalent to some or any in English.
Here,
en refers to something that was discussed previously in the conversation. The phrase
terminé
means to finish, and is in the
passé composé,
past perfect tense, indicating that the action is completed. So, J-N-A-I termine translates literally to, I have finished some of it. But in English, we would simply say, I'm done.
Je suis libre maintenant.
I am free now. Je. Is the subject pronoun I. Sli. Is the first person singular present tense form of the verb. Et. To be.
Leave.
Is the adjective free.
But no.
Is the adverb now. This sentence uses the simple present tense to express a state of being at the current moment.
Je suis gelé.
I am frozen. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the present tense, first person singular.
Je suis.
The past participle.
Gelé.
Frozen acts as an adjective describing the subject, I.
J'entre.
I am entering. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the first person singular pronoun.
J.
Which is a contraction of
je,
I, and
le.
The verb
entre
is in the present tense, and is the third person singular form of the verb
entrer.
To enter. The sentence is a very simple one, but it is important to note the use of the contraction
j,
as it is common in French.
Je suis reconnaissant.
I am grateful. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Reconnaissant
is an adjective meaning grateful, and modifies the subject pronoun
je,
I. The literal translation would be, I am grateful.
Je suis reconnaissant.
I am grateful. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the present tense, first person singular.
Je suis.
This means, I am. The adjective
reconnaissant.
Grateful describes the subject, I. This adjective is feminine, because the subject is feminine.
Je suis cloué.
I am stuck. The sentence uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the present tense, first person singular.
Je suis.
The past participle
cloué
is used as an adjective to describe the subject.
Je.
I. The past participle
cloué
means stuck or nailed. The entire sentence translates to, I am stuck.
Bouge.
Move. This is an imperative verb.
Bouge.
Meaning, move, in the singular imperative form. This form is used to give a direct command, in this case, to a single person.
Je suis cloué.
I am stuck. Breakdown.
Je.
Is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis.
Is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, in the first person singular.
Cloué.
Is the past participle of the verb, clouer, to nail, used here as an adjective meaning, stuck. Key concepts. Past participle as adjective. The past participle of certain verbs can be used as adjectives to describe a state or condition. Agreement in gender and number. The past participle
cloué
agrees in gender and number with the subject
je,
which is feminine singular.
Je suis privé de sortie.
I am deprived of going out.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis.
Is the present tense of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular.
Privé.
Is the past participle of the verb, primer, to deprive, acting as an adjective here. Ne is a preposition meaning of.
Sorti
is the noun going out. This sentence highlights the use of the passive voice in French, formed by the past participle of the verb and the auxiliary verb être.
Je suis crédule.
I am gullible. The sentence
je suis crédule
uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense, conjugated as
suis
for the first person singular.
Crédule
is an adjective meaning gullible, and it is used in its masculine singular form to agree with the subject.
Je.
I.
J'hésite.
I'm hesitant. This sentence uses the verb
hésiter,
which means to hesitate. It's conjugated in the first person singular present tense, which means I am the one hesitating. The structure is simple, with the subject pronoun
j,
I, followed by the verb
hésiter. Je suis à la rue.
I am on the street. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person singular present tense.
Je suis.
I am. The preposition
à
at is used here to indicate location and is followed by the definite article
la,
the, and the noun
rue,
street. The sentence translates literally as I am at the street, but in English, we typically say I am on the street.
J'ai le mal du pays.
I have homesickness. The sentence
j'ai le mal du pays
literally translates to I have the bad of the country, but it is an idiomatic expression in French, meaning I am homesick. Here's a breakdown.
J
is the contraction of
je,
which means I.
A
is the present tense of the verb
avoir,
which means to have.
Le
is the definite article, meaning the.
Mal
means bad or pain.
Du
is a contraction of
de le,
which means of the.
Pays
means country. Therefore, the entire phrase means I have the bad of the country, or I am homesick.
Je suis désespéré.
I am desperate. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense. The pronoun
je,
I, is the subject of the sentence and agrees with the verb
suis.
Am, the adjective.
Désespéré.
Desperate modifies the noun
je,
I, and describes the speaker's emotional state.
Je suis désespéré.
I am desperate. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the
je
form of the verb
être
to be followed by the adjective
désespéré.
Desperate.
Je
is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of
être
to be for the first person singular.
Désespéré
is the feminine form of the adjective
désespéré.
Desperate. It is used because the subject of the sentence is feminine.
Je suis horrible.
I am horrible. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense. The subject pronoun
je,
I is used to agree with the verb. The adjective
horrid.
Horrible describes the subject.
J'ai la gueule de bois.
I have a hangover. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
J
is the contracted form of
je,
I, and
et.
Have.
Je
is a personal pronoun and
et
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb
avoir.
To have.
La gueule de bois
means hangover.
Gueule
means mouth or face, and
bois
means wood. The literal translation would be the mouth of wood, but it is an idiom in French that means hangover.
Décapé.
The sentence translates to leave or get out of here. The sentence is imperative, meaning it gives a command. The verb is
décapé,
which means to leave, to decamp, or to pack up and leave. It is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command. The imperative form of a verb in French is the same as the infinitive, but with an exclamation mark at the end. The
vous
is implied, but not present as it would be if it were a more formal or polite command.
Bonjour.
Hello. This is a simple greeting in French.
Bonjour
is a combination of the words
bon,
good, and
jour,
day. It literally translates to good day, but is used in a similar way to hello or good morning in English. It is a polite way to greet someone, regardless of the time of day.
Je suis innocent.
I am innocent. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the first person singular conjugation of the verb
être
to be in the present tense.
Innocent
is the adjective, innocent, in the masculine singular form to agree with the subject.
Je suis innocent.
I am innocent. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis.
The adjective
innocent.
Innocent agrees in gender with the subject.
Je.
I, which is feminine.
Je suis ingénue.
I am naive. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular.
Ingénue
is an adjective meaning naive or innocent.
Je suis ingénu.
I am naive. The sentence
je suis ingénu
is in the present tense and uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person singular. The word
ingénu
is a feminine adjective meaning naive or innocent.
Je suis impliqué.
I am involved. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the present tense form of the verb être to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Impliqué
is the past participle of the verb impliquer, to involve, used here as an adjective to describe the subject. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb
suis
agrees with the subject.
Je
in number, and person. Past participle as adjective. The past participle. Appliqué. Is used as an adjective to describe the subject, I. This is a common usage in French. Je suis appliqué. I am involved. Je is the pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense of the verb, être, to be. Appliqué is the past participle of the verb, impliquer, to involve, but in this case, it acts as an adjective, modifying the pronoun, I. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb, être, to express a state of being. Je m'en sors. I'm getting by. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun, se, which means, oneself, when combined with the verb, sortir, which means, to go out, and the preposition, de, which means, from, the phrase, sortir, means, to get out of something, or, to get by, the, je, is the subject pronoun, I. So the entire sentence is, I'm getting by. Je fais erreur. I am mistaken. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the first person singular form of the verb. Faire. To do, to make. Erreur. Is a noun, and in this context, it is used as a direct object, meaning the speaker is the one making the mistake. Je suis nouveau ici. I am new here. This sentence uses the verb être to be conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. Je suis. The word nouveau. New acts as an adjective modifying the pronoun. Je. I. The phrase ici. Here is an adverb of place indicating the location. Je suis nouveau, ici. I am new here. Breakdown. Je is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, in the first person singular. Nouveau is the masculine adjective meaning, new. Ici is the adverb meaning, here. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb suis is conjugated to agree with the subject pronoun. Je in the first person singular. Adjectives. The adjective nouveau modifies the noun. Je adverbs. The adverb ici modifies the verb. Suis. Make up. This means, get out of here. Or, scram. The sentence is an imperative verb, meaning it's a command. Make up. Is the imperative form of the verb. Make up a. Which means, to decamp, or, to leave. It's used here as a very informal, forceful way to tell someone to leave immediately. Je ne suis pas un ange. I am not an angel. This sentence uses the ne pas structure to negate the verb être. To be, the phrase is in the present tense. Breakdown. Je I ne not suis. Am, present tense of. Être. Pas. Not. A slash an. Ange. Angel. Key concepts. Negation. The. Ne. Pas. Structure is the most common way to negate verbs in French. Present tense. The verb. et is conjugated in the present tense, indicating an action happening now. Article. The indefinite article. A is used before the noun. Ange. To indicate a general angel. Je ne suis pas un rebelle. I am not a rebel. This sentence is in the negative form. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negative particle, not. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the first person singular, I am. Pas is an adverb, which means not, it is used to emphasize the negation. Is the indefinite article, rebel is the noun, rebel. Je ne suis pas un saint. I am not a saint. The sentence uses the negative form of the verb être. To be, conjugated in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Ne is the negative particle. It is always placed before the verb in the negative form. Suis is the first person singular form of the verb être in the present tense. Pas is the negative adverb. It is placed after the verb in the negative form. A is the indefinite article meaning a. Sir is the noun meaning saint.